Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
We're back. Hope you enjoyed the top of the hour news on the various stations that are carrying our show. I want to say that the pundits this week from the educational arena are all getting very, very aggressive in rationalizing their stance on closing the public schools during the COVID situation. And they are realizing now that they were wrong to do that. Jimmy, you want to elaborate?
Yeah, I think it's pretty interesting right now. You're seeing a shift in many public figures' statements on what happened during the lockdowns.
Right.
One particular very strong case is Randy Weingartner. She's the head of the teachers union, the National Teachers Union, and she was absolutely imperative in some of the decisions that were made. Bless you. Some of the decisions that were made to shut down and prolong the shutdown of schools. And that was actually a negotiating leverage point for the teachers union to gain more control in primarily union-controlled blue states and their education system. Now, she's on CNN yesterday, and actually a former Bush administration official, as a reporter, basically a pundit, called her out on it and said, hey, look, you can't testify in front of Congress and say that you were for opening schools when, in fact, you were the one that was primarily pushing against it, along with many influential people. And she, you know, he basically reamed her, if you will, on CNN, which is quite interesting. So this is one example, but you're also beginning to see very senior government officials, including prime ministers and presidents, back away from their official statements that they made during the pandemic. Justin Trudeau, the Canadian prime minister, he absolutely was like brutal on people forcing vaccinations. And he has come out publicly this last week and said, well, you know, we didn't make anybody do it. It was your own personal choice, which is absolutely a lie, because they were shutting down people's bank accounts. They were keeping people from work. They were keeping people isolated and locked up in Canada. The same thing goes here in the United States, where the Biden administration is trying to walk back those policies when, in fact, they had ordered every major corporation with over 100 employees to have vaccinations, that they ordered every government federal employee and every federal contractor to be vaccinated to work for the U.S. government. Those were overturned in court, but there is no question that the Biden administration actually made those demands. Yet they're trying to walk back from that as there's more information on the damage that the vaccines have done, the ineffectiveness of the vaccines, and of course the overall ineffectiveness of policy. And education, if you go back to education from where you started, absolutely destroyed 2 years worth of education for children in the United States when the Europeans very rapidly reopened their schools because they looked at the data.
Jim, let's put a little bit of a personal touch into this thing. How exactly did the school closures, I know it dramatically negatively affected your kids. I want you to go over that real quick.
Yeah, so, I mean, what has happened, and you can see in the test scores, and, of course, in socialization, there's all kinds of studies that have now come out that especially younger children in their first developing years have a very difficult problem understanding or seeing people's facial recognition because of the mask mandates. Overall test scores, we lost about 20 years, according to education data, we lost about 20 years of increases in math and science and reading scores because of 2 years worth of lockdowns. And people not, in many states, in the big urban blue states, they were forcing children to study at home. Nobody was going to gain much education from that. The teachers weren't capable of actually teaching quality studies, and the children weren't focused. And they weren't interacting with each other. So that's really some of the major problems that have happened. The statistics are proving about very clearly on study after study after study. And of course, nobody really wants to take responsibility for doing such damage to the population. And you're seeing it very clearly with some of the testimony and some of the public appearances from these officials.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, Julian, I know on this issue, your kids, for the most part, when they entered into colleges, got scholarship, they got scholastic scholarships from top quality East Coast schools, and they were all behind when they entered those various schools.
Yeah, they were. You know, and the reality was my son was valedictorian in his high school, yet they'd only gone back to school. They basically missed a year and a half. Yeah. Of in-person education. Even up until this just 6 months ago, they still had kids facing one direction, 6 feet apart in the dining room in the Washington school that my wife was on the school board for.
Yeah.
These were absolutely draconian rules that had no impact and no effect. And even as information and data came out, they didn't protect children, they didn't protect teachers, they didn't do anything. They were just recommendations that the CDC and different people pushed forward that were, in my view, to make an appearance of doing something, but at the same time, in order to gain more control and more political leverage through the teachers' unions and through our political system in order to protect the interests of politicians and spend a fortune of our taxpayer monies for bad policy. And that's what we've seen right now, I think.
Yeah. And so long story short, we have personal proof from Jim McKinney that the lockdowns simply did not work for the kids, particularly given the fact that all of the information that came out about the statistics as to the severity of COVID showed that for children Jim's kids' age, there was very little chance of any serious effects from COVID, even if they got it.
That's right. Almost nil. And I mean, it was, you know, three in 3 million or something, one in a million at worst, but most cases, 1 in 3 million potential
yeah.
damages. And those are people that have pre-existing conditions, youth that had significant problems.
Yeah.
So it was ridiculous, very damaging. And of course, you know, my son started out here at Clemson University from his top of his class and was really struggling with some of the basic classes that he had out there. My daughter went from the top of the class in Washington, came to South Carolina and was about 68th in the class because they'd stayed open down here. And that's part of the reason why we moved.
Yeah, I know. We talked about that before. You did the right thing. There's no question about that. Anything else about COVID you want to talk about, Jim? It's getting to be a very, very sore subject.
Yeah, you bet. And how much time do we have left, Al?
Right now we've got about a minute, and we're okay. Now we're down to a minute and a half.
Yeah, so I will say that, you know, Anthony Fauci is beginning to face the reality that he will not get away with this, that he will not get away with the damage that he did, the policies, the advice that he gave to the nation. And what will, I believe, happen as with these hearings that you're seeing in Capitol Hill, that eventually some of these people will actually face some legal action if we change administrations in 2024 for a 2025 process that the Department of Justice actually prosecutes people. If we don't have a change in administration, this stuff will all be swept under the rug. And actually, if we don't have an administration that's going to hold people accountable, it'll all be swept under the rug. And we'll be waiting for the next crisis to destroy our economy, destroy our people, and destroy this nation as the Chinese push these agendas.
Somebody is definitely against us. Jimmy, 30 seconds.
Yeah, no, I think, in fact, you know, we've got more and more information that that COVID came from a lab. You've got more and more information that all the policies that stepped forward were negative.
We've got more and more. We've got to stop right here. We don't want to lose our train of thought.